On a brisk winter morning, UW-Madison students Caroline Gomez and Lavilla Capener look over a map of a city neighborhood where some likely Barack Obama voters live.
Do I have to tell you, Lavilla?
I think you do. 705.
Both sophomores also worked in last month's Iowa caucus, and they say they're thrilled to be on the front lines for Obama here in Wisconsin. Gomez and Capener largely back the Illinois senator for his stance on the war, which he repeated last week at a Madison rally.
John McCain won't be able to say that I ever supported this war in Iraq because I opposed it from the start.
It was really cool that Obama was like, we weren't attacked by the Iraqis. That's not where our fight is. I agreed 100%.
It's a really important issue, especially for students. I was against war from the beginning. I really respect Senator Obama's decision to be against it when it wasn't popular. Senator Clinton didn't really make the correct decision when she should have, and Barack Obama did.
She, of course, like many of us, wishes that she knew what would happen afterwards.
Last week in Madison, Chelsea Clinton defended her mother's 2002 vote to authorize the use of force in Iraq. It was one of several stops she made at colleges throughout Wisconsin. The former first daughter said the vote was based on the best available evidence gathered by UN inspectors about Iraq's military capabilities.
But I'm really proud that my mom was the first person to write to the Pentagon to ask how they were planning to end the war. Because I think a lot of people are more concerned with us ending the war now.
A Pew Research poll shows nearly a third of people between the ages of 17 and 29 see the war on terror as an election issue. Catherine Kramer Walsh, a political scientist with UW-Madison, says that makes sense.
September 11, 2001 was a huge event, and it came at a time when they were just beginning their political consciousness. So folks who were 11 to 15 at that time are now in that 18 to 24, 25 age group. And for them, the war has always been a presence in their lives.
At a coffee shop on State Street, students often discuss issues such as Iraq. Senior Pasha Sternberg, chair of Students for Hillary Clinton, says he's gotten flack over the senator's votes on the war and its funding. But he says Senator Clinton opposed President Bush's troop surge, backs health and education benefits for veterans, and...
First day in office, she's going to start a plan within 60 days that would immediately start pulling troops out, as well as working to provide funding and aid to rebuild the nation.
Clinton and Obama back a phased removal of U.S. forces from Iraq. Last Friday in La Crosse, Republican frontrunner John McCain attacked the idea at a town hall meeting.
If we leave Iraq the way that the Democrats want us to and set a date for withdrawal and Al-Qaeda then trumpets that they defeated the United States, we will pay a far, far heavier price in any way in American blood and treasure.
UW-Madison sophomore and ROTC cadet Joe Trovato has praised McCain in columns written for the Badger Herald student paper. He says McCain's war hero status and service best qualify him for overseeing operations in Iraq.
It's still probably the top issue presidential candidates are going to have to deal with. I don't think the Iraqi government is necessarily ready to stand on its own, and I think some signs are pointing to the fact that maybe we're making some progress.
How the candidates define progress in Iraq, or how best to remove troops from the war zone, may well influence who student voters back in tomorrow's primary. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.